Okay, massive game for Tranmere tonight. The first leg of their playoff semi-final at Prenton Park against Forest Green Rovers. Three games potentially from League One, and I'm joined now by their chairman, Mark Palios. And these are the kind of occasions that you came back to the club for, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a reward for the fans for sticking with us. When we went down, it was probably one of the worst days, certainly my sort of football or association with football. At that time, the day we went down to Plymouth, I remember the fans were there supporting the club. And it was at that stage that I just said to Nicky that, you know, we'll come back with that lot supporters. And they stuck through us through thick and thin. We've got season tickets now, over 3,000 already for this season, which again is another milestone. But you're right, it's occasions like this that the fans like. And, you know, if we manage to go to Wembley again, I think it's three times in 24 months.
Be an amazing thing. First leg at home at Prenton Park, Friday night. We know how special those occasions are.
Yeah, it's ironic that it's on a Friday night, because Friday night used to be Prenton night. Friday night was Prenton night, certainly when I played. And those guys who can go back to those Friday nights, you know, there's a real atmosphere at Prenton Park on the floodlights. And I think with the history with Forest Green, with the opportunity of making back-to-back promotions at two in a row, and you know, basically our third playoff, it's one of those occasions that I think people will remember for quite some time. It's a great opportunity, if you've never brought your kids to a game, to bring them to this, because the atmosphere is going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. What is it that makes Prenton Park so special on a Friday night, do you think?
I don't know. And certainly when I played here, it was always about, you know, the weekend started after that. And, you know, for a lot of people, I think it's a nice end to the week. Come and be entertained. And I think that, you know, on the floodlights, I think football is fantastic on the floodlights. And the way the ground is now with the cop, when the cop's full, you know, you get a fantastic sound coming out of that. And I know it lifts players. And I think what the fans realise is that they can actually be part of the game itself by making a difference. And I think that's always a way that I think that fans sometimes don't appreciate the effect that they can actually have on a player out there on the pitch. You know, you make that extra yard back, you get a tackle in, etc. and so forth. And what it does to the opposition as well.
And we've seen that effect in the two Friday night games that have already been at Prenton Park this season. And if you look at the attendances, they're going up and up and up, which must really please you.
Yeah, I think it's once you start to get sort of a full Prenton Park, it just adds to the atmosphere. And then when the atmosphere is there, you know, you get kids coming and they like it, because they're actually able to see real live football rather than just football on a screen. And I think there's nothing that beats, you know, a live game of football, especially when the stadium's full and it's humming and they're all singing, they're all of a certain mind as well. And you know that the change in the 5 years we've been here has been that teams used to come here and used to use our crowd against us. And you saw that change about two and a half years ago, whereby they were then accepting that this was, you know, the phrase they use is, this is a difficult place to come.
It's Forest Green in the playoff semi-finals then. You must really feel like you owe them one, having lost 1-0 here a few weeks ago. There was the playoff final a couple of years ago as well.
I think we owe them about four. But, yeah, I mean, it comes down to, and it's a cliche. A cliche is because they're true. It comes down to 90 minutes. So, you know, Mickey's, I think, a past master at that in terms of keeping people focused just on the 90 minutes ahead of them. And, you know, that's desperately important, so you don't get contamination from one game to the next and you're constantly keeping lads on it. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be doing that again. You know, he's a past master at it. He's been in playoffs many, many times now, and he's won promotions as well. He knows what it takes.
What is it about these two teams, the rivalry that they seem to have developed, having only actually met for the first time three or four seasons ago?
There are certain people in the game who think that Forest Green isn't a proper club, as they call it, because the chairman there funds the club. I personally have no difficulties with, you know, people who have a football club, and you know how they run it is their business, to be quite honest. I think what irritates the fans is what they call anti-football, and I think they have seen certain of the Forest Green players, which they suspect have been feigning injury to destroy the momentum of the game. And it's one of the things that, you know, I personally having been a player, when I first came back, I mean, I saw it again in one of the games with a team that had come up from the non-league, because we were in League Two when I came back. It was the first time I'd seen it, the gamesmanship. I mean, they can call it managing a game. I don't think it is. I think it's cheating. Players going down injured, etc. And I think our fans feel that, you know, that's something the Forest Green do. Whether they do or they don't is a matter for them, and it's a matter for their manager, it's a matter for their chairman, it's a matter for the referee at the end of the day. But I think that's been building up with our fans.
It's going to be a real thrilling tie, it really is. Playoffs, semi-finals, possibly Wembley at the end of them, and possibly League Two. League One even. Did you honestly expect this could happen at the start of the campaign?
I mean, if you say that I honestly expect, I didn't expect, but I thought there was a possibility that this would be where we were. I mean, Mickey, I think, manages expectations at times. I certainly felt that we had a squad of players that were capable of competing in this league. And my view was that Scotty Davis just walked past. Oh, he's dropped his golden glove. my view is that, you know, they would. I mean, Scotty's a prime example. You know, we've got the Golden Glove Award, and we've also got the Golden Boot Award. So both ends of the team, we've got, you know, guys who are clearly, you know, best in the league. So we had players here that we knew would compete in this league, and part of the policy is to try and get players that we think can compete a division above, etc. So the season I envisaged was that we'd be top half of the table, and we would be within a month, within four games of the playoff, we'd be with a chance of the playoffs, and you know, we're better than that. So, you know, the guys have done well. I knew we would try and strengthen a little bit in the window when we saw what the script was. And that's what we did. Mickey has a phrase, he follows the All Blacks, where they put caps on the park. And the players that we brought in were players with League One experience and a lot of league games under the belt. So they were always going to gel pretty quickly. And then we had the fantastic run of, you know, the seven games on the trot, or eight out of nine. And so that put us in a great position, and the reality was, until the Bury game, we were probably within a chance of automatic promotion. So it's been a great season in that regard, and I think it's a real payback to the players themselves. It's a credit to the players themselves, it's a credit to Mickey and his staff in doing that, but it's also a credit to the fans who have supported, you know, through thick and thin.
And if people are listening and they are umming and ahhing over coming down tonight, what's your message to them?
For me, the issue is that the more they come down, the more of them that come down, the better chance it is we have of winning the game. It's as simple as that. And I think they'll enjoy it. They won't regret it. And they give us a great chance going to Forest Green on Monday night with a score to protect.
Confident?
Yeah, I am actually. I certainly am. Over the two games, I think we will beat them.
Best of luck, and thank you for your time, Mark.
Thanks a lot.